State officials report at least 80 aftershocks across Northern California in the aftermath of the 6.4 magnitude earthquake. It struck at 2:34 a.m., about 8 miles offshore of the Humboldt County coastline near Ferndale, resulting in at least 2 deaths, 12 injured, and extensive damage. One of the hardest hit areas is Rio Del, a town of about 3,300 people on the Eel River, which also suffered the largest 4.6 magnitude aftershock. City manager Kyle Knopp spoke with community radio KMUD this morning.
We have homes off their foundations. We have some collapsed buildings. We have, poles and all kinds of things down.
Knopp says the Rio Del Fire Department responded to 60 calls for service, and 10 of those were medical injuries. And throughout the day, building inspection teams were dispatched to check the town for safety hazards. Humboldt County Supervisor Michelle Bushnell told KMUD News that at least 100 Rio Del area residents were displaced, and there is reportedly no power or water.
Rio Del, Scotia area, major damage in this area. I'm here currently. Several homes, many homes damaged. No power, no water, no gas, and no heat for anybody.
She says nearby Fortuna, a city of about 12,000 people, was without power and water in some areas and is still assessing the extent of the damage.
Fortuna, currently also no power. Actually, no power in Humboldt County anywhere. They're saying possibly not until this evening can they start turning people back on. Fortuna additionally has structural damage, damage to glass windows on the storefronts, 15 to 20 water leaks that they are repairing in a little bit more shape than better shape than Rio Del.
Supervisor Bushnell says major water lines were damaged and utility companies are beginning repairs, which may take weeks to months. At a state press conference of emergency department heads, Caltrans Director Tony Taveras said crews were dispatched to inspect bridges and major infrastructure for damage.
So far, we've identified one bridge, the Fern Bridge, which is on State Route 211, connects Ferndale to US 101. Which has suffered some damage.
Taveras says traffic is closed while crews are on scene beginning repairs. Residents of the coastal area are accustomed to earthquakes, including a 6.2 magnitude quake offshore in the Cape Mendocino area almost exactly a year ago. Lori Dangler, a professor emeritus of geology with Cal Poly Humboldt, told KMUD it's a seismically complex area and scientists are on scene working to better understand the geology.
Today's earthquake was felt much more strongly and over a much larger area. It also seems to have produced a much broader swath of aftershocks. And, that kind of remains to be seen if that's going to hold true. I'm never surprised by anything happening in the Mendocino Triple Junction region, just because we're talking about the complexities of these three plates that are all kind of coming together in this one spot.
Scientists are warning Northern California communities to continue to be prepared for strong aftershocks, and there is no tsunami threat at this time. For KPFA News, I'm Corinne Smith.